Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm grand, Michael. Once again, it's ours to protect. Huge interest in this initiative. So can you tell us about GIY and how it all began, please?
Yeah, sure. We've been doing our work for about 15 years, Alan. We started in 2008. I kind of started growing my own food, really because of had a kind of road to Damascus moment in the supermarket one day with some garlic I was about to buy and noticed it was from China, and decided to try growing my own garlic, and really got bitten by the bug from there, and really wanted to try and inspire other people to give it a try as well, because I suppose I saw the impact it had in my life in terms of my health and my, you know, living a bit more sustainably and understanding where my food comes from and so on. So that's how GIY began, and we're we help around a million people to grow their own food each year around Ireland and the UK. So we've come a long way from those very, very humble beginnings, you know.
You surely have. So your background then, going back down through the years, what else were you up to, Michael, before you got into this?
Well, I came from the IT world, believe it or not, so not the most promising career start to end up doing what I'm doing now. You know, we've been, I suppose we started with running kind of campaigns and programs that help people to grow food at home and in schools and communities and workplaces and so on. And then later on in 2016, we opened a kind of home for the movement here in Waterford called Grow HQ, which some of your listeners might have been to, which is an urban farm and a zero waste cafe and so on. So, and more recently, we've been doing a good bit of work on TV through Grow Cook Eat and a series recently called Food Matters as well. So it's been fantastic to see the surge in interest in food growing over those years.
And the whole philosophy or the whole basis behind this is based on five principles known as the GIY goals. Can you talk to us what they are, please?
Yeah, well, what we noticed, I suppose, was that if we get somebody, if we support them to grow some of their own food successfully, then we started to notice that these other behaviours started to creep into their lives. So. They form the basis of those kind of goals that you talk about. So there are things like eating more plants, which, you know, all of the science tells us is what we need to do for the health of the planet and for our own health. Reducing food waste, reducing food pollution. So, you know, eating more organic foods, reducing your plastic consumption, I suppose. Supporting local food producers and, you know, just reconnecting with the seasons of food and with the soil from where your food comes from. So they're the overarching principles of the work that we do, and they were also the themes that we used for the TV series Food Matters recently, which is still available on the RTE player. Finished up on RTE a couple of weeks back, so people can still watch that and learn more about those principles.
Great. You've been involved in a lot of campaigns as well. Can you tell us about them and what made you so interested in these topics? What other campaigns have you been involved in?
Yeah, so we've been more or less since the beginning, like for over 10 years, we've been doing campaigning around school growing. So we've run a program this year, and for the next couple of years we partner with SuperValu on it. It's called Let's Grow, to get kids growing in the classroom. We also have a program called Grow at School, which is trying to put school gardens into schools around Ireland. So we provide like schools with the physical, you know, the kit they need to create a school garden, but also supporting the teachers to use the garden as a kind of learning tool, I suppose, in the curriculum. We did a program with Healthy Ireland, a campaign called Grow It Forward, which was working through the library network in Ireland to get people growing food at home. And then, you know, our sort of big summer campaign every year is called Get Ireland Growing, which is we time it around the longest day of the year, which is obviously next week with the summer solstice. And that's really just to sort of support people to, or inspire people to sort of give growing a try. And so, you know, sow a seed on the day, get out and get into the garden and do a bit of food growing. And it's kind of, generally speaking, it's this time of the year now, we're coming up to the sort of, you know, the growing year is starting to sort of fade away on us a bit. So it's kind of your chance to get out and do a little bit of food growing this year before we go into the autumn sort of thing. So, and we're also involving lots of workplaces in that as well, getting people growing food in the workplace. So we have, a number of partners on board with that this year, like Irish Rail and Dublin Bus and, the CIE kind of group of companies, the likes of Meta and Cisc and a few other companies like that. So for us, it's a fantastic way to sort of reach people by helping them to grow food in the workplace.
Now, you're also engaged in philanthropy, and I'd like to tell you, you to tell us what that involves, please.
Well, a lot of our programs and campaigns, our work over the years has been funded through philanthropy. So we've worked with getting funds from foundations and high net worth individuals as well in Ireland and the US. Obviously then that funding gives us the capacity to deliver these big national scale kind of growing programs, and also to be then a funder in our own right, funding community gardens and school gardens, and that's a really important part of the work.
My final question for you, Michael, is your long-term goals, what are they? Because you come across a very innovative individual, and I'm sure you won't rest on your laurels. There are further plans. So what is the long-term goal for you? And when it comes to this whole area that we're discussing, ours to protect the environment, etc., and sustainability, where do you think we're heading?
Well, we're not in a great place, Alan, I think it's fair to say. And the food system is, I think we only have to look around us at the drought we've had for the last 6 weeks in this country to know that something's not quite right with our climate. And, it's getting worse. And the food system is responsible for well over a third of that problem in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and so on. So it's a huge part of the problem. And, but also in many ways, it's a very accessible part of the solution because we all eat, if we're lucky, three times a day. So it's kind of something we can take action on, a number of times each day. Every meal we eat is a choice to be sustainable or not, and to be healthy or not, I suppose. And usually those two things are fairly pretty connected as well. I think that's the point of our work is that individual action around food. If we can do it at a big enough scale, there's no point in this being sort of something for a small group of people. But if we can get people doing this at national scale in different countries, that's hugely transformative for the food system. So that's what drives our work. And we set ourselves a goal to try and reach 100 million people by the end of this decade, which, almost sounds like a ridiculous target for a small social enterprise from Ireland. But we feel like, the urgency of climate change sort of demands, innovative thinking, as you say, and demands kind of organizations that have, solutions that are scalable to really step up and do something about it. So that's what we're focused on. Obviously, that means doing a lot more work outside of Europe and elsewhere. And then locally, I suppose we're very focused at the moment trying to secure land for a DIY farm. So we want to do more food production ourselves, and create a showcase for regenerative agriculture in the southeast as well. So plenty to keep us busy.